Hello, this is Scott Hasty here for the Student Radio Association, and I'm with
Sophia Lopercaro
from
Smoke Radio,
and we are on site at Bestival 2017. It's the Saturday morning of Bestival. We've been here since Thursday afternoon. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a bit rainy, but thankfully Saturday morning has gifted us a nice lot of sunshine, which is great.
Indeed.
So over the next little while, you're going to hear our highlights of the festival. There's lots of amazing stuff that happens at Bestival. Not just the music, but also the art decos that are up and all of the different things that you can get involved with. There's a whole barrel of different kinds of fun you can have at Bestival, and we're going to try our very, very best to bring you highlights of this one. The festival has also moved site this year. For the first time ever, it's now in Dorset at East Lulworth Estate and East Lulworth Castle. There is a massive castle, it looks great. Usually it takes place in Isle of Wight, but now we are in Dorset, so we're going to be speaking a little bit about that soon as well. However, Saturday morning, so I want to discuss the headline performance last night from the XX. Sophia, what did you think?
Ooh, I mean, it was amazing, first of all. I think I'm admittedly am a recent fan of the XX, but just their energy on stage is so incredible. I think Jamie XX is a brilliant producer, and he just brings so many textures and so much energy and color to their music. So it was really, really amazing to see them live.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, they performed just a completely hit-laden set. There was just so many amazing singles, including the new ones, which obviously Student Radio has been all over, like Say Something Loving and On Hold, were absolute highlights. But also when Jamie XX played Loud Places and Romy was singing as well, that was a real cool moment. But what I think I love most about the performance is, because technically this is the first ever Castle headline act, and they themselves were just so in awe of being there. I think that it was a really special show for them, and certainly I thought that we got a really, really special show in return. Tonight we're looking forward to A Tribe Called Quest.
Oh yeah.
Potentially one of their last ever shows, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And there's loads of other great acts as well. Who else did you enjoy yesterday?
Oh, I mean, easy one right off the bat, Johnny Flynn. Him I've liked for a little while. He's just got this amazing smoky voice, and the band behind him are each really multi-talented. You know, you had one girl who was playing the ukulele and the keys, another one was playing the flute, and then some kind of, I guess, table accordion or something. But the way they all mesh together is so beautiful, and yeah, it was definitely one of my favorites from the day.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we'll bring you more highlights over the weekend, but for now, let's go out and do a little bit of exploring.
Indeed. This is Sophia Lopercaro for the Student Radio Association here at Bestival. I'm currently walking into what I think is called Oberon's Observatory. It's basically a large structure made out of sheet metal. Kind of weirdly looks like a boat on wheels, but it gives us a nice little view of the festival. It also happens to be comedy in here sometimes in a space which I think is called the Cupboard of Constications. Might come back and check that out later, but first I think I'm going to go upstairs on the balcony and have a nice little look at the site they're on today. So just walking up the stairs. Oh, nice. All right, so we can see the main stage quite nicely from over here. I'm not sure who's on, but it's sounding pretty good. What else can we see from here? Got beautiful view of the Lulworth Castle right next to me, which is gorgeous. See the disco ball in the distance, because there is a giant disco ball here. Why not? What else? Oh, there's a falafel shop that I have a very clear view of that I'm eyeing quite keenly. Yeah, just looking at this beautiful site that we get to spend the weekend at. Just have an amazing time and check out some awesome music. So what you're hearing behind me is some kind of very bizarre folk dancing in the caravanserai tent, which coincidentally happens to be Scott's favorite place on this entire lot.
It's amazing. It's so trancy in here, just like loads of like burnt out dodgem carts that people are using as seats, and empty caravans, and it's amazing in here. It's so amazing.
Yeah, it is. And like last night there was circus acts, like trapeze artists kind of in the middle of the lot. There's Jacket Potatoes. I don't know why I mentioned that, but they're nice. It's a nice addition to all the bizarre tents and trailers and strange places that people can sit in. It's just kind of like a living circus in here.
Yeah, I think that's a really, really good way to put it. But also, everyone in here seems to be really enjoying themselves, like more so than anywhere else in the festival. So maybe this is the happiest place in the festival. What I'd also like to mention is that you need to come in through a door, come out of a door to get in and out of Caravansary. And you can, for some reason, some magical reason, blocks out any other music from any other stage, which is cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's kind of like a nice little escape, and it feels like nobody here really takes themselves seriously, which unfortunately at festivals you do get sometimes. So it's just like pure joy, pure not caring about what anyone thinks. It's just having fun, literally. And best of all, we have to mention it because it's very important to you. Scott has found a disco ball in one of the tents and has become rather enamored with it, I should say.
Yeah, we spent about an hour in here last night, and I just sat looking at this disco ball, and I'm fairly certain it's some kind of celestial being.
Yeah, you feel that it spoke to you, don't you?
It definitely spoke words of love.
Yeah, absolutely. So things that we can take away from festival up to this point is that Caravansary is a magical haven, and that disco balls can be deities. All right, we are, oh my God, we're in the bouncy castle right now. Bouncing?
Yeah, world's biggest bouncy castle, I believe.
Oh my God, I'm about to fall. Anyway, we have bounced into a good friend of ours, the one and only former student radio man and SRA selector winner Andy Backhouse. Hello.
Oh, hi there, Sophia. Fancy bumping into you in the world's biggest bouncy castle at festival.
I know, right? Isn't it strange and totally not planned? Oh my God. Sorry, I fell. Andy, since we're chatting, what have you been enjoying here at this amazing festival?
Well, and I think you were there too. We've just seen black foxes. I'm surprised you've already forgotten, Sophia. Before that formation, who have a kind of digital LCD sound system vibe going on.
Oh yeah?
Yes, many exciting bands. Wildfront earlier,
yep.
Who are from the Southampton region. Making big waves there. And causing quite a commotion, just as Scott from the SRA is on this bouncy castle.
Moving on. Andy, of course, you won the SRA selector last year. What have been some of the things that you have taken away from that?
From doing the SRA selector is a fantastic opportunity at Smoke Radio, where you're also from, Sophia.
Indeed.
And it was great fun to do the show on its own, and that would have been enough, but then I was lucky enough to be flown out to Mexico City and see what student life is out there. And, you know, student radio is quite big with the SRA in the UK, but out in Mexico City, it's on FM to all of Mexico City, so, you know, it's got quite an incredible remit, really. Scott, this is distracting. Scott's bouncing his back up and down.
Yeah, Scott's not being very nice right now and not letting us focus on important things.
I was lucky enough to go to Mexico. Loved it so much that I thought, to hell with this, I'm just going to go back. So I saved up and flew back and did more shows at Berry 90.9 FM, which is, you know, a very good example of how to do student radio if you can speak Spanish.
Fair enough.
Which I can't, but it was still a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm glad it was fun. I also don't speak Spanish, so it sounds a bit scary, but yes, indeed. You've obviously been a very busy man since. Last weekend, I saw you DJ the silent disco at End of the Road.
Yeah, yeah. And that you were actually there in the crowd.
I was.
Stay until 4 a.m.
I did. I got 1 hour of sleep and got on a train the next morning. But it was so worth it.
What a trooper. You're a proper trooper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I guess that's in no small part down to winning the SRA selector, I guess. End of the Road is my favourite festival. It's very twee. very different to Festival in many respects. It feels like a stepping into a Wes Anderson film, like the Grand Budapest Hotel or something.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have the world's biggest bouncy castle. That's the only flaw I'd have with End of the Road.
Yeah, End of the Road guys, you got to up your game a bit, don't you?
Up your bouncy castle game.
Oh, yeah. Well, last but not least, on the 19th of September, you have your next Back House to the Future event.
Yes.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that and tell people why they need to be there?
Well, all people involved in the SRE, East Anglia and London, is just down at the social on Little Portland Street, which is near Oxford Circus. So it's worth elbowing your way past all the tourists to get to the gig. It's free entry, 19th September, and we have playing, drumroll please, Rachel K. Collier, who's an exciting new London artist who's been working on a lot of like big dance tracks you've heard in the charts, but she's forging a career of her own as an artist. So Rachel K. Collier's headlining with support from Wilson for Love, who are from Portsmouth and make haunting ghost train kind of music. Free entry, 19th of September. Oh, and by the way, the night's called Back House of the Future.
Oh, yeah.
The future of music.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, I'm going to be there for that, and I'm going to be there to dance once again. Andy, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thanks so much, Sophia.
Absolutely. I think
it's about coming to my castle.
I am enjoying it. I think it's time that we bounce on our own ways now.
Cool. Sophia Loper-Carroll here, Student Radio Association at Festival. I think that I may have just spotted the best place on this entire lot, which is the Feast Collective. It is a giant tent with food stalls in it. I'm very happy right now. I'm currently staring at what seems to be a vegan Ghanaian food stand, and I don't know what to expect from that, but I'm really intrigued and excited, so I'm gonna go find out. I'm just gonna go walk around a little bit in this food tent. Careful, guys, it's gonna get a little loud in here. So what do we got? We got bao buns, we got seafood, we've got Indonesian coconut curry. Basically, the world is your oyster in here. There's anything that you could possibly want and everything that you could possibly want. And I'm very okay with that. Oh, what's this now? Vegan kebab, delicious and healthy, and next to it, Sakana burgers.
Vending machine.
Okay, well that's, I was gonna say, I was a little disappointed when I saw a vending machine, and then I realized that it's a poster vending machine, and that's awesome. I'm gonna have to go look at that. Do you wanna go look at that? All right, let's go. Okay, what do we got in here? Let's see. Okay, so it looks like stuff maybe from local artists or some cool independent artists. There's a lineup poster in here. There's what seems to be a map to the word Jaeger. What else do we got in here? Yeah, basically just some really cool prints, all in a very convenient vending machine. I think I might have to grab one of those later. Where there are flags and castles and people in wellies, one of the last things that you expect to see is a very large, four-story-ish gray cube that does not look dissimilar, or that is not dissimilar, I should say, to a large corporate building.
It does not look of this world.
No, not even remotely. But we're at Festival, and at Festival, anything can happen. So this gray cube that we're speaking of is the Samsung Hypercube. So not just a cube, but a hypercube. And inside this cube is a whole new world of music and mirrors and lights and
sound.
And sound. And
color.
And color. And I think we're still processing what just happened as we exited the hypercube, which is why we are speaking like this.
Yeah, we're pretty short on words. It was just an amazing experience. Something just completely, completely alien to any other festival you can think of. You're so used to seeing green grass and brown mud, but we just saw colours that I didn't think I would see this weekend.
No, absolutely not. And best of all, we were greeted by the most amazing and borderline...
insane. Insane, I think, would be the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
what was she? This is this amazing MC something woman with weird round glasses who greeted us like a supercomputer.
It was like going into the Matrix.
I think it was. I think that's exactly what we just did. Did we just go into the Matrix?
At best of all, probably, yeah.
Probably.
But that's not all that we did, because next to the Hypercube, there's some other really cool setup things. Most notably the robot. I think I'm in love with the robot. Do you want to explain a little bit about the robot?
You mean the Lovebot?
The Lovebot. Mm-hmm.
So the Lovebot is a very adorable, albeit large robot. And right in front of said robot is a little heart-shaped platform that you can stand on. And when you stand on it, our sweet little Lovebot friend passes along kind messages to you. Like, tells you to give your friend a hug.
Yeah, like, it actually tells you, like, specific messages to do with you. Yeah. So you were standing on the platform, and I was beside you, and it said, red guy, give her a hug. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, and just to give you some context, Scott is currently wearing a Tribe Called Quest hoodie.
Yeah. I'm not actually a red guy. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. Now, I have to ask you, how was the hug?
It was a good hug.
It was a good hug.
I appreciated the hug.
Okay, good, good, good. I'm glad.
Good.
Excellent. And right now, we're just sitting by these amazing-looking spacemen, astronauts, with lots of rainbow colours around them as well. So the sort of, like, artistic setups here at Bestival are just second to none as far as festivals go.
Scott Hasty here for the Student Radio Association with Sophia Lopercaro, and it is closing to an end of Bestival 2017. We have had an utterly fantastic time. Not even the rain, which has been a bit of a bother the past few days, has brung our moods down. We are in very high spirits and we've had a great weekend. So there's a few things we need to talk about, Sophia.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go over kind of our favourite things about this festival. So I think, first of all, let's get the most important one out of the way, the food review. Yeah, we always have to do a food review at a festival. It's, as I say, the most important thing. What for you has been the best food on offer at Bestival?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Everything here has been so good. First of all, I had the most amazing vegan pancakes yesterday. They had this raw coconut caramel sauce on them and fresh mango. And it was just really, really nice. They were just so pillowy and with the caramel sauce. It was just, yeah. It was a good moment for me at this festival.
I'm really annoyed this tent's quite far away from the pancake place because it makes me want them now.
Yeah, you should probably go get some. Although, will it be open?
Well, for me, I think the clear winner has to be the Butterfly Burger place.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking awesome stuff.
Yeah, you went twice.
I went twice. If I go twice, then you've done something real good. But basically, like, doubled up, like, fried right in front of you, chicken burgers with buttermilk.
Oof.
And then the best fries. You had some of the fries.
I had multiple. Several, I should say, not multiple.
You went for one and you couldn't stop.
I couldn't.
No, these fries were like God's gift.
Yeah.
To fries.
Yeah, I love how you're also saying fries instead of chips.
Well, I think they were called fries.
Yeah.
They weren't called chips. So there's your food review. I think Bestival did real good.
Yeah.
Moving on, let's talk about the bands we saw because we've seen quite a lot over the weekend. We've seen kind of a mix of bands. We've seen a lot of stuff that were the reason that we came down, so a lot of new bands, Wild Front, who are fairly local to the region. They were excellent yesterday.
They were fantastic, yeah.
And also Black Foxes as well, brought a lot of noise. Lucy Rose, Nick Mulvey were both terrific.
Yeah.
And then we also saw bands that were a bit more special. I think one of my favourites, which I'd love you to talk about, were the London Gospel Choir.
Yes, London African Gospel Choir.
London African Gospel Choir, sorry.
Yeah, oh my God, they were awesome. So they covered the majority of Paul Simon's album Graceland, which is a classic album that everyone should listen to at least more than once. And so they played a little bit before noon on Saturday, which was the perfect time because they are just pure sunshine. And when you're feeling a little rough from the night before, the best thing that you can possibly do is go and listen to a bunch of people with just unbridled joy for life sing Graceland. It was amazing. Everyone was dancing, young and old. Just all kinds of festival goers were there. It was awesome.
Yeah, they were terrific. It was great to see people so early just really enjoying the mood. Mm-hmm. And normally at festivals, you kind of have to wait a long time for people to really get into it. But it was mm-hmm. during the first song that people were just dancing along and things like that. It was really good. And then headliner-wise, we've already spoken about the XX, but mm-hmm. let's speak about A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, you have to.
They were just insane. They confirmed fairly early on into their set that it was their last ever show, mm-hmm. which is a mind-blowing thing. And to see them in their last ever show was really great. Basically played through a massive hit-laden set, all their greatest from the start of their career through to the new album. A lot of the new album's songs went down really, really well, mm-hmm. Especially the finale, We the People, which they played four times, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I know that I'm no expert on A Tribe Called Quest, but it was such an incredible experience to see such a groundbreaking group play their last show. It's heartbreaking because, you know, part of the reason that they're stopping is because they lost one of their members, Fife Dog, who they paid endless tributes to during the set. They had several recordings playing that they were interacting with from kind of Fife Dog's parts in a lot of their songs. And I remember at one point, what was the guy with the green t-shirt's name that was playing?
Q-Tip.
That was Q-Tip. Yeah. Right. So Q-Tip took a moment during one of the songs and he just stopped everything. He was like, okay guys, I want you to just listen to Fife Dog's lyrics. And he read them out bar for bar, and then they played it, and you could just hear the love that he had for his kind of group member. And yeah, it was just such an honor to watch that, to get that opportunity.
Yeah absolutely. So again, Bestival top marks for the music. Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of great bands this weekend. And I just really, really want to save, in my opinion, the best for last, because as you'll have heard over this podcast, Bestival's not about just the music. Music's a very small part of Bestival. Mm-hmm. What's been your favourite things you've actually seen this weekend? Because there's been a lot of things that have kind of gone, wow, I didn't ever expect to see that at a festival.
Ooh. I mean, obviously the Bouncy Castle. Because who doesn't love a good bouncy castle?
It's the world's biggest bouncy castle.
It is the world's biggest bouncy castle.
You've been on the world's biggest bouncy castle.
I know. I'm quite excited about that.
Thank you, Bestival, for that.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Rob. We appreciate it. What else? Obviously, I know it's circling back to food, but that little food tent, which was basically a food market of everything that you could possibly want.
From all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah, it's really cool.
All kinds of things, like vegan food, gluten-free if you needed it. And yeah, I think that was my happy place this weekend. And especially because it was right behind the castle. Mm-hmm. And it was on this beautiful little lawn. So on a sunny day, like I did on Saturday, I got my lunch. And then I just sat in the sun and watched performers. It was great.
I think for me, the Love Bot for sure. Because mm-hmm. it speaks to people.
Yes.
It actually speaks to people. It's great. And then also just I think the castle itself, the way that the lights have been making it multicolored this weekend has been awesome.
It's been so beautiful.
But that's all from us. We hope you've enjoyed the Bestival podcast, and hopefully we'll see you there next year.
Hopefully.